Well, good morning. You know, it's wonderful to take time out to share a message for the youth. We're all young at heart, and it's good to see young people coming back to church. It's such a blessing. But I want to talk to you today about the Good Shepherd. You know the Good Shepherd. It's Jesus. Now, if you remember some years back when I had my knees replaced, I walked with a cane. I don't really need the cane now to walk. I've been healed. But I borrowed a cane from my wife Judy because she's been using it to walk from her stem cell transplant. She's getting her energy back. But I want you to look at the cane. I know all of us have seen a cane, but most of them have a curved part at the top. And you wonder, what does that do? Well, the curved part at the top is really the handle of the cane that you hold on to when you walk. And then that cane will help hold you up. It's sort of almost like a third leg. But what do you do if you turn this cane around and hold it from the bottom? You see that crook at the top, that curved part. Now that cane turns into something that we call a shepherd's crook. You see, we can use this curved part of the cane if we were a shepherd to catch sheep by the foot, pull him back into the flock, or even grab him gently around his neck. Well, that's what shepherds do when wild animals come and start chasing the sheep. The shepherd could use the cane to chase the wild animal away, you know, by swinging at him and hollering at him and all that, and even hit him with that curved part. Well, the good shepherd sometimes will do dangerous things too to help the sheep. I don't think anybody would expect a shepherd to get himself killed just to protect the sheep, or would they? That's what Jesus did. That would be very unusual, though, that somebody else might do it, but the good shepherd, Jesus, did exactly that. And the Bible tells us about that special shepherd. You know who we're talking about, right? Jesus is our good shepherd. He loves us and he cares for us and he keeps us out of trouble. And he chases trouble away when we need protection. Jesus did something extra too. This is the most important thing. He died for us. He took all the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. And he did that so that we could live with God in heaven. It wouldn't make much sense if a shepherd lost his life and then left the sheep without protection, would it? Well, you know, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit for a long time, and Jesus went to heaven and he left one greater than him, is what he said, the Holy Spirit. So the shepherd's protection is still with us here today. Jesus died for us to show us God's great love. And then, a couple weeks ago, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, where he came back to life again. And he showed us just how far a loving God will go to protect us. But he also showed us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. The Good Shepherd is here with us always. Well, I hope and pray you had a wonderful day in Jesus' name.